When Visa's founder banks formed a consortium in the United States in the early 1970s, they laid the groundwork for one of the world's most ubiquitous brands. Today, Visa is a global financial web that links more than 21,000 financial institutions and more than 1.3 billion cardholders. Linux, the computer operating system, is the best-known example of a recent management innovation, open-source development. Based on other innovations like the general public license and online collaboration tools, open-source development has proved to be a highly effective mechanism for eliciting and coordinating the efforts of geographically dispersed individuals. As these examples show, a management breakthrough can deliver a potent advantage to the innovating company and produce a seismic shift in industry leadership. Technology and product innovation, by comparison, tend to deliver small-caliber advantages. A management innovation creates long-lasting advantage when it meets one or more of three conditions. The innovation is based on a novel principle that challenges management orthodoxy. It is systemic, encompassing a range of processes and methods. And it is part of an ongoing program of invention where progress compounds over time. Three brief cases illustrate the ways in which management innovation can create enduring success. Harnessing employee intellect at Toyota. Why has it taken America's automobile manufacturers so long to narrow their efficiency gap with Toyota? In large part because it took Detroit more than 20 years to ferret out the radical management principle at the heart of Toyota's capacity for relentless improvement. Unlike its Western rivals, Toyota has long believed that first-line employees can be more than cogs in a soulless manufacturing machine. They can be problem solvers, innovators, and change agents. While American companies relied on staff experts to come up with process improvements, Toyota gave every employee the skills, the tools, and the permission to solve problems as they arose and to head off new problems before they occurred. The result? Year after year, Toyota has been able to get more out of its people than its competitors have been able to get out of theirs. Such is the power of management orthodoxy that it was only after American carmakers had exhausted every other explanation for Toyota's success, an undervalued yen, a docile workforce, Japanese culture, superior automation, that they were finally able to admit that Toyota's real advantage was its ability to harness the intellect of ordinary employees. As this example illustrates, management orthodoxies are often so deeply ingrained in executive thinking that they are nearly invisible and are so devoutly held that they are practically unassailable. The more unconventional the principle underlying a management innovation, the longer it will take competitors to respond. In some cases, the head-scratching can go on for decades. Building a community at Whole Foods. It's tough for rivals to replicate advantages based on a web of individual innovations spanning many management processes and practices. That's one reason why no competitor has matched the performance of Whole Foods Market, which has grown during the past 25 years to 161 stores and $3.8 billion in annual sales. While other grocery chains have been slashing costs to fend off Walmart, Whole Foods has been rapidly evolving an extraordinary retail model, one that already delivers the highest profits per square foot in the industry. What may not be obvious to health-conscious consumers and growth-loving investors is that the company's management model is just as distinctive as its high-margin business model. John Mackey, the company's founder and CEO, says his goal was to create an organization based on love instead of fear, and describes Whole Foods as a community working together to create value for other people. At Whole Foods, the basic organizational unit isn't the store, but small teams that manage departments such as fresh produce, prepared foods, and seafood. Managers consult teams on all store-level decisions and grant them a degree of autonomy that is nearly unprecedented in retailing. Each team decides what to stock and can veto new hires. Bonuses are paid to teams, not to individuals, and team members have access to comprehensive financial data, including the details of every coworker's compensation. Believing that 100-to-1 salary differentials are incompatible with the ethos of a community, the company has set a salary cap that limits any executive's compensation to 14 times the company average. Just as startling is the fact that 94% of the company's stock options have been granted to non-executives. What differentiates Whole Foods is not a single management process, but a distinctive